The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Ms. O'Neill, will she be arrested?
We will at least detain her at first.
Do you see them yet?
No. I've never been on a stakeout right in front of headquarters. Let's get to that building's roof and see if we can find any clues they might have left.
We're going to move in and hold short along the tree line until Chief creates a diversion. No one moves until their troops go in pursuit.
You think this is gonna work?
We've come too far for it not to.
They could deliver knockout gas that will concentrate on the upper floor.
They could infect the whole 911 system, police computers, everything that SEMA is tied into.
They've got a trail cam set up. I was thinking about putting on a show. What will happen when they see me right after the Chief makes his move? And I'm sure they'll send a squad back here, leaving a few guards on the closets.
Where on earth did you go?
Along Olive Street, near Metropolitan Headquarters.
Wait a minute. You tracked your van to Metropolitan Police Headquarters in the heart of downtown? That raises all kinds of red flags.
Looks like an update from Miss O'Neill. So have the passengers disembarked?
Kelly was not on the plane.
And now, episode 100, Judgment Day. What do you mean Karen was on the plane? Where is Kelly?
That's what we would like to know. Karen wasn't on our radar, so the agents at BWI didn't look for her name on the manifest.
Why would Kelly put Karen on in her place?
I'm thinking she realized we tried to stop her, so she sent Karen to find out about Kate.
Horace, do you think Karen would do something like that for her?
I don't know. Karen has done some weird things, but that, well, I just don't know.
I just got a notification from our field agent on the ground. Karen did not make a connecting flight to Rochester. She got a rental car instead.
Hold on a second. I think I know what's happening here.
Please enlighten us.
Karen went to St. Cloud State before transferring to the University of Maryland. She has a lot of friends there. I wouldn't be surprised if she was headed for St. Cloud as we speak.
But why? Why this elaborate ruse?
Maybe it was a planned trip all along.
After the scene she put up about going there, I'm not so sure.
Still, though, for someone to drop everything and take an unexpected trip to mid-Minnesota at the last minute just doesn't sound right. She surely would have made arrangements with her Minnesota friends.
I agree. Horace, is there any chance that Karen had been in on this plan all along, and she knew that she was being a decoy?
I suppose, given everything we've considered, it's a distinct possibility. So what do we do next?
There's nothing we can do. We'll make sure Karen goes to St. Cloud and not Rochester. But beyond that, we're in a wait-and-see situation.
I agree. Whatever the reason for Karen to make the trip, all we can really do is wait and see where Kelly pops up next. Thank you for the update.
We will advise you of any developments as we receive them.
And Horace, you be sure to let us know if Kelly pops up out of nowhere.
Will do. Well, that's something I didn't expect.
Nor I. What do you suppose she's up to?
Quite honestly, your guess is as good as mine, but as I think about it more and more...
There's something that's bothering you, isn't there?
When I last saw her, she stormed off, saying she was going to pack. When I got back to the house later, she left a note saying she was sorry and she was going, but apparently she didn't.
Apparently. But if she didn't, why the smokescreen?
Smokescreen?
Why go to all this trouble of leading you to believe she's going to Rochester, then goes to her sister's knowing we're tracking her?
Ah, that's why she sent her phone with Karen. She realized that we would most likely track her, since she's somewhat of a conspiracy theorist.
And she was right. So it must be a diversion. But where is she now?
A commercial flight isn't the only way to get there. She could have chartered a flight, but given her salary, that's a stretch.
Train, perhaps?
She only took 4 days off, so train, car, or bus, that would all be too slow. She'd have enough time for a cup of coffee and then start the return trip. She's throwing us off for something, but I haven't got the slightest idea what it is. It doesn't make sense.
But then again, this is Kelly Merritt we're talking about. On the surface, a lot of things she does makes no sense, but there is always an underlying purpose. We'll just have to wait and see what it is.
Good morning.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, what happened?
Farnsworth.
Farnsworth?
Did something happen to him?
No, but we might have a problem. He got a tip this morning that two suspicious characters broke into the office building on Pine.
You mean the one we investigated yesterday?
Yes.
So somebody made you two?
Not us. Someone saw two men on the roof watching police headquarters with binoculars, and they matched the description to the two men in the salted milk video. So Farnsworth is off this morning to question the witnesses.
Oh, great. Just what we didn't need. Farnsworth in the middle of this.
And the Metro Police Department put on alert.
So what are we going to do? If Chris is in on the takedown, there's a chance these Hungans might reveal their identity or make threats that Rage will win overall.
Then he'll want to know what Rage is. And then...
And then there will be a lot of explaining to do.
So how do you explain aliens on a rooftop?
We can't. And we won't. It's just too far out there. We'd have to convince him that these two are just plain crazy. I think our two Hungan friends are going to know that the heat is on.
I agree. They've already cased out their target. These guys don't like to waste time. I'd look for a strike tonight.
You actually bought a drone, right?
Yes. Why?
Nelson, do you think you can put a dart gun or some kind of drug delivery system on that?
I'm pretty sure I can. There are some wildlife biologists experimenting on replacing helicopters with drones as tranquilizer delivery platform. Are you thinking of trying to knock these guys out?
At least the one on the roof. If we can stop him before he gets his drone to the roof vent shaft, we can let Farnsworth know our IDF connection and the FBI can handle the one infecting the computers.
That had to be really quick. Once compromised, a Hungan won't hesitate to take himself out.
If we can just get one of them in IDF custody, we might be able to get something out of him.
Well, good luck with that.
Get to work on that delivery system. I'll get you access to the Anthem Blue Cross Plaza building. It's just across the street from where they'll be set up. I'm hoping, with rush hour traffic and the possibility that our rooftop bomber will be communicating with his partner and the sound of his own drone, he'll never hear your drone coming. I'll place one of our IDF snipers up there with you just as a last resort.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. With the high-def camera on board, I'm sure I can get in a clean shot.
I'll make the calls now. We've got some bombers to catch.
Zane, are you and Diaz in position?
Roger that, Cap. No movement so far.
Barnes, are you ready?
In position. We see some of the captives pushing out ore carts on the tracks. No sign of the guards yet.
They're probably just inside the tunnel. I'm in position. I just saw one of the scientists go into the main building, so I'm sure Lynn is in there. I suspect Lister and Wi-Fi are there too. Nate, you copy?
Gotcha. My scouts room has got the translator going. I'm learning a lot of interesting things about the area and this cave.
Ha! I didn't figure you to be the National Geographic type.
National Geographic? Oh, you mean those magazines with the colorful pictures. Don't underestimate me, Barnsey. I can appreciate nature. Especially with what I'm seeing here.
That's all nice to know, Nate. But are you ready for your diversion?
We're good to go. As soon as you give the word, we'll make our appearance on Rage TV, and then beat feet for the base camp.
Roger that. Everyone hold your position until I give you the word. If this scenario works out right, Chief will start his diversion. Then once a team goes out to confront him, Nate will draw their attention. We'll give the patrol a few minutes to get far enough away from the compound, and then we'll make our move.
Say, do we have any idea how many captives we're dealing with?
Chief told me earlier, about 20. Once they hear the mantra horn, they'll know their people are on the way. Now, they won't know about us, so there may be a lot of confusion. That's where you come in.
Not a problem. I can now speak their language, so hopefully I can get their confidence right away.
Let me reaffirm to everyone, we are not shooting the kill. Set all weapons to stun. We'll gather up everyone and confine them to the mess area. We just want to get Lynn and get off this rock as soon as possible.
Hey, Cap. Can we leave Zane to babysit?
No, he can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm already babysitting. You.
All right, you two. That's enough chatter. You have to work as a team today.
We're on it, Cap.
And we got a problem.
I told you two, you're going to have to work it out.
No, we got a problem. They're setting up another drone for launch.
What is it with these guys and their drones? Barnes, can you pick anything up?
Nothing yet. Nate, you copy this? Yeah. You think they're onto me?
I don't think so. I believe if you were spotted, they'd send a patrol after you.
Yeah, Wi-Fi's got it in bad for you.
Yeah, I'm probably not on his birthday greeting list.
Oh, hold on. Drone just went online. The signal's a little weak, so it must be a short distance model.
That'd be the Sentry model. I've hauled those as cargo before.
Now, you wouldn't have been dealing with Rage, would you?
Not a chance. Rogers? Well, with him, it was anything to make a monetary unit.
You're right. Model shows as a short-range recon unit, and the coordinates just entered to west.
Right to where the Chief is. I don't think we can afford to have you disable it. Three drones lost will be too much to accept as mechanical failure or loss to the tribesmen.
I say let it fly. If they spot the chief and his warriors, it'll be a nice diversion.
I agree. Barnes, monitor the drone and see if you can tell what info it's relaying back to Rage.
On it. As far as I can tell, this thing's not armed. I'm getting a camera feed, so I'll just ride along here and see what it sees. Yeah, it has a definite azimuth entered, so I guess the chief triggered some sort of remote sensor.
That makes sense. His approach is the most direct from the valley. We probably didn't trip any because they wouldn't expect anyone to approach directly down the mountain.
I got him on camera. The drone sees the chief. Oh, it's all about to break loose.
Well, good morning, Horace. I trust you slept well.
Nothing like a good night's sleep in your own bed.
I think it was a smart move to take the Stip back to Cambridge and then drive here this morning.
If we track Kelly back to Karen's, I want to be able to drive over there and confront her. So, you certainly have a short commute to work.
Yes, having a small apartment right in the warehouse does make for a nice commute. Has anyone called in?
Not yet. You want some coffee?
No, thank you. I'll brew some tea. I believe there are some pastries in the far cupboard.
That's okay. Gotta lay off the sweets for a little while. All the stress of returning home, dealing with Kelly and Kate's injury. Well, let's just say that the stress eating has to stop.
Maybe this is good news. It's O'Neill. Good morning, Miss O'Neill. I'm here with Horace.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wish I had some good news for you, but we don't know any more this morning than we knew yesterday.
Were your people able to tail Karen?
Yes. They followed her to St. Cloud, then up Highway 10 to a little place called Watab.
I know right where she is. It's a house right on the Mississippi River. It belongs to a college friend of hers, Linda Lindquist. The wife and I would join her there on summer vacation.
That's exactly where she went. We're back to square one. It's obvious that she's not going to go to Rochester to spy for Kelly.
Which begs the question, where is Kelly and what is she up to?
Her phone is with Karen, but if she uses a credit card or an ATM, we can track her easily.
If she's gone through all of this trouble, I don't think she'll make a mistake like that. Like I said, she's been trained by the best.
Well, can you think of any place she might be going?
She knows there are no answers at Walter Reed, and she's already been to see you guys.
And she's already been here to see me. Quite honestly, I don't see any point in doing an exhaustive search. The only trouble she can cause is if she shows up to the clinic.
We have people posted there, so we'll know if she goes that route.
That's a signal. Chief must have started his attack. Everyone, hold in place.
Sir, four personnel mounting a vehicle. They're departing west.
Nate, it's showtime.
We're on it. Hey, Rage, here's our north end, facing south.
That did it. We have movement. Looks like three troops mounting up. Get on the move now.
We're out of here.
That leaves approximately five soldiers. Marines, engage.
One down. Garcia and I are headed for the mess hall.
This is Bravo, engaging two in the tunnel. I think the chief's warriors are happy to see us.
Alpha team, prepare to breach the door. Clear.
One secured in the mess hall. Clearing the building now.
One down here. That leaves one plus Wi-Fi, Lister, and Lynn. Break. Tika, do you copy?
Standing by.
Get that beautiful bucket warmed up. As soon as Nate and the guide arrive, depart.
My pre-flight is complete. Standing by for rapid departure. I'll call when we're on our way.
Cap, we got the package.
Secure them there and wait for extraction. Barnes, what's your status?
Area secured. We're freeing the natives now. I can release your men if you need them.
Have my troops secure that last patrol vehicle. I'm sending some of Alpha Team out to go with them. Garcia, join up with the troops outside.
Yeah, roger that.
Proceed west and engage.
Zokar, report.
Three men went to confront the disturbance created by the natives. Soon after they departed, the captain of the Mercury was spotted on one of our trail cams.
The Mercury? How can a vessel like the Mercury land here without us knowing about it? And most importantly, why is it here?
When the IDF scum was spotted, we sent four men to capture it.
And let me guess. With more than half of our men gone, a third party attacked us and secured the professor. You fool! Prepare my shuttle immediately.
It is already ready.
Then move aside. I may or may not return for you, Zokar.
It is I who may not return for you, old man. Your time is at an end. You grow old and weak.
You insolent!
Chris, are you in position?
I've got eyes on the building.
Nelson.
On the office roof behind the big roof unit. Thorne's drone is in place right on top of the roof exit structure. Man, we're good to go as long as our Hungen doesn't look back and up when he exits the door.
Thorne is with me. We've tested the signal and his drone is responding. Our sniper is in place with us, just in case Thorne misses and the Hungen overpowers you.
You know, I'm not going to miss. But if I do, use the sniper for sure.
Hey, give me a little credit. I can take him.
All I have to say about that is, down goes Nelson.
You're never going to live down Kate taking you out in a gym, are you?
All right, time to get to work. The suspects have arrived right when we thought they would. One is entering the building and the other is headed for you, Chris.
I don't see him yet. Give me a description.
Just look for the trench coat and fedora.
All right, got him. Either him or Sam Spade.
Were you able to get an IDF contact in place?
Yeah. We're in his ear right now. Once the inside man makes his move, the FBI will be all over him.
That should make Chris's day. I just hope they don't do to us what they did to Jim and Kate when they caught Von Langer. They swooped in, took him away, and pulled Kate right off the case while she was interviewing someone who knew the man responsible for the whole stolen stip. And spying thing. Man, you talk about hot. I thought Kate was going to rip that Fed a new one.
There he is. Nelson, the suspect is now on your roof. Get ready. Everyone on alert. Whatever is supposed to happen is about to go down.
My suspect is in the building. I'm right behind him. He's headed for the stairs.
Our sniper is locked. I don't see a drone. Does anyone see a drone?
I think he has a controller in his hand. Nelson, he's moving to the north side of the roof by that last row of fans. Work your way around to the south. When you clear that second row of fan housings, make your way up between it and the roof entrance.
Copy that. Does anyone see a drone yet?
Got it. He's stashed in that last row of fan housings. Soren, are you ready?
Let's get this show on the road. I'll wait until he starts the drone so it might drown out the sound of my drone.
Soren is going to wait to take his shot until our man starts his drone. We're hoping it will mask the sound of his drone. All right, Viking. He's starting the drone. Do your thing.
Drone is starting to go up. Hurry, Soren.
You got it. You got it. Come on, Soren.
Shot out. On target. Yes.
He's got it. Nelson, move in.
On it. You're not going to believe this. The feds are here already. It looks like the suspect is in some sort of distress.
Well, you know what that means.
We're not getting anything out of him. But hopefully that sedative we hit our guy with stopped him before he could swallow that cyanide capsule in his tooth.
He's out cold and very much alive. I'll search him and take care of anything else he might have that poisonous. By the way, nice shooting, Annie Oakley.
Hey now. Annie Oakley was a girl.
Like I said, nice shooting, Annie.
Chris, it's all in the feds' hands now. They'll be up to take our man, too. Nelson, secure that drone package and wait on the feds for the chain of custody.
Isn't that the way it always goes? You do all the legwork, the investigation and surveillance, make the collar, and the feds swoop in and take the credit.
Yeah, if we're lucky, we'll get a mention. Nice job, everyone. Once we wrap this up, let's all meet at Soren's favorite rib house and celebrate.
Which one?
Why don't we just get a map and throw an ice pick at it?
Mercury, we are secure here. You are clear to land.
By our count, there's one soldier unaccounted for, and I believe its Wi-Fi is number one. They're in a secure part of the main building here.
All right, let's go, guys. Meter's running. Take the professor to sick bay. We'll secure him for takeoff. They give him a quick physical, too. Jocko, have your troops move to the front of the passenger pallet and strap in. Listen, Do you want to stop and salvage what you can from the bat?
That would be good. With no command and control left here, I don't think we'll have to worry about any rage fighters left.
Am I taking on any rage prisoners?
No. This was strictly a rescue mission. I've contacted the controller and he and Vlad are en route to the BSS. As far as the IDF knows, the satellite has been successfully deployed and all systems are A-OK.
Captain, shuttle departing.
Well, what do you want to do?
Let them go. Our mission is to extract the professor.
Who do you think's on that shuttle?
Not my concern right now. Let's mount up and move out.
So, you look all happy. Bet you'll be glad to get back to your ration runs for the cafeteria.
Actually, I could pretty much retire right now.
Retire? I thought you were working towards this huge retirement goal, one you hoped to reach in 10 of my years.
Remember that well-hidden cave you had me hide in?
Yeah.
Remember Chief promising me some shiny stones that were all over the ground?
Yeah.
Well, when the scout came to stay with me, he took me back to the part of the cave that was hidden. Chief told him to fill this up for me.
This is the nature you were admiring earlier. Is it what I think it is?
Yep, that much and more. Gold, rubies, some of the biggest diamonds I've ever seen. So much, in fact, I don't have any problem sharing them with you. Here, pick out one.
One?
Hey, don't get greedy on me, Barnsey.
Look, the only thing I really want is for you to take me to your home planet so I can see Kate.
You got it. And hey, I'll even buy you dinner.
Dinner? Whoa, what a generous philanthropic you've become.
You like chicken? At least I think it's chicken. Everybody says it tastes like chicken, although I don't really know what chicken is.
Just shut up and drive and get me to Kate.
Honestly, John, I don't know how much more of this I can take. What else can happen? There's nothing from headquarters.
Nothing. Have you tried calling Karen or Kelly?
I've tried Kelly's phone. Karen isn't answering it. Kelly either instructed her to ignore all calls, or she has the sound off and Karen doesn't know she has her phone. And Karen won't answer either. It just goes straight to voicemail. I need an answer, and sooner rather than later.
Sir, we have an unauthorized SIP transfer. It's the Roosevelt.
My STIP?
Hey, Dad. Hope you don't mind that I borrowed your spaceship.
Well, Horace, it looks like it was sooner rather than later.
How did Kelly find and fly the STIP? What will happen now that she knows that her father has been lying to her, and will she demand to be taken to Kate? Find out the explosive answers in Season 5 of the Hawk Chronicles, The Kelly Quandary.